This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Time now for another hour with Doc. Well, it's almost an hour. I say an hour because on the clock it kind of looks like we've blocked out almost an hour of your time and our time to help us and you go through. I don't know that we would say we're burning through some of the issues and the research that's been done, but we have a lot of information. I'm Doug Steffen here with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is an expert in all things medical, does lots of research, runs a cardiological practice, a clinic down in Mardora, Florida, Lake Cardiology. He's the man in the know and on the go. So each week he tears apart a half a dozen of the medical journals to present to you the most impactful information. That is, as he decides what he's going to tell us, it's the reason he tells us is because it has all these stories have some really strong impact on our lives, on our health, on our well-being. So this is something that I have... The first study we were looking at, Ken, I philosophized on this a lot, how important touching is to being healthy. The physical touch that people have with one another, the loving touch, the caring touch, but no matter how you look at it, this is something that has great, and this sort of digs deeper into the whole business about the spirit-mind-body connection, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Doug, this is great information that comes out of the proceedings of the National Academy of Science this week. This is new research that shows that holding your loved one's hand when they are in pain will comfort them and cause your brain waves to synchronize.
So what do we, how, if we dig into that, because you're somebody who is very much a believer in all of the work that you do is based on evidence. You like to refer to yourself as an evidence-based doctor. A lot of the things that some doctors come up with, people take shots at it because it isn't necessarily based on some sort of formalized study. But in this circumstance, this could be considered out of the box, except that it's been studied now because people are giving it more credibility, whereas 30, 40 years ago when you were in school, I bet people would have laughed at this.
Absolutely. That's true. A lot of the emotional issues about impact on health were poo-pooed, definitely.
Yeah.
Stress, mental
right.
stress, big poo-poo.
Right.
And,
yeah.
and we learn. We continue to learn.
Yep. Touching your loved ones, people that you're, not only those who are sick, but people who you want to have a connection with. If you want to, there's nothing more powerful. In my experience, in my life, the most exciting moments, the most wonderful moments have been when I was holding the hand of somebody that I loved. Whether it was a woman that I was madly in love with, or when I'm walking along, Megan and I will be walking with Miles, and he'll reach up and grab his mother's hand and my hand.
And they weren't even in pain.
No, it's just a thrilling, and it does such wonders for their security. Yeah, so it isn't just about pain, but there is a benefit to touching no matter how you slice it.
So reach out and touch someone who wants to be touched.
Yep. There you go. All right, can we go through a couple of definitions here for the benefit of people who want to know what the difference is between a primary care doctor, a specialist, the different levels? Remember I said to you that in order to get a reference for a knee MRI, I had to get my primary care doctor to tell the doctors at UCLA that I needed to have my knee. I mean, it seems ridiculous, but let's go through the different types of doctors and how they are described. Can we do that?
Sure.
For the benefit of those who want to understand this next study.
Sure. A primary care physician is the physician who you usually go to first for routine care. They're kind of like a department store. They take care of just about everything routine, and often there are issues that come up that the generalist can't take care of, and they need more expert help with some of the specialized issues, and then they refer out to the specialist. And those are doctors who know a lot about a little, instead of the generalists who know a little bit about a lot.
Would you consider this to be the old days reference to general practitioners? Is a primary care doctor the same as a GP?
Yes, it's a little bit more of a trained GP.
Mm-hmm. All right. And are there more people coming out of medical school that are practicing this, or are there more people coming out of medical school that are just going for a specialty?
Well, there are probably not enough people who are going into primary care, and there are probably a little more of an interest in specialists, but this has been a forever issue, and there's forever a concern to make primary care more appealing to most physicians.
As the healthcare industry affected by health insurance, we at first were speculating that a lot of people wouldn't go into general practitioners because there wasn't the kind of reimbursement as there is for specialized fields. Is that still the case, or has the whole business of national health care sort of quieted down and people now want to go back to being to getting into medical?
Well, there still is a difference in earnings between specialists and generalists, but it's not as steep as it was when I started 30 years ago. So, and again, it attracts different people, and the training is not as long when you become a primary care physician. So there's attractiveness to getting into it quicker. So, you know, it's a lot of different issues, and it's a little bit of a different lifestyle. And fortunately, there are many different types of people that get into medicine and have different interests. If we were all the same, it would be pretty boring.
I certainly would. Ooh. All right, so the primary care doctor study on type 2 diabetes and how to handle it. This is something that looks like it has, there are more and more people that you see all the time that have diabetes, right?
Absolutely. This is important stuff. This was published this week in the Annals of Internal Medicine. The American College of Physicians, this is an illustrious group that represents primary care in America, has issued new guidelines on managing type 2 diabetes. Remember, this is the kind that usually occurs in obese people who make too much insulin as opposed to not any. And this includes relaxing the long-term blood sugar target. It's called hemoglobin A1C. A1C is a blood test, Doug, that gives doctors an estimate of your blood sugar level average over the past few months. For most adults, the American Diabetes Association recommends a target A1C of below 7%. This goal may be altered based on individual circumstances. However, the new American College of Physician guidance suggests that A1C should be between 7 and 8% for most adults with type 2 diabetes. For adults who achieve an A1C below 6.5%, the group suggests stepping down diabetes treatment to keep that level from going even lower. So it's a little bit easier to be a type 2 diabetic these days than it was last week.
Oh, how relaxing. Come on. It's what you eat. Sometimes it's hereditary, but more it's how you eat and live, isn't it, that causes type 2 diabetes?
What you can really do here is limit or avoid the white flour products, and after the doctor says it's okay, get to the gym and do aerobics and strength training so you're down to ideal body weight. The way to avoid all this havoc is to stay at ideal body weight.
All right. So there's more great advice from Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken Krona.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20 because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital. Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statements, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
With Dr. Ken Kronaus and an overview, and we don't want to overload you, but we do want to download some of the info. I'm using current lingo. Pretty impressive, huh, Ken? Let's download. Impressive. Oh, of course I am. All right, next item here. If you drink a lot, you're going to have dementia, and you're going to get it a whole lot sooner, it would look like. That's what I'm getting out of this. What do you get out of this?
Exactly. This is something that you can prevent. People are usually most concerned in their life about getting dementia. This comes out of Lancet Public Health. Doug, that heavy drinkers may be more likely than other adults to develop dementia, especially in middle age. Chronic heavy drinking is the most important modifiable risk factor for dementia onset in both genders and remains so after controlling for all known risk factors for dementia onset.
What would be the reason for that? Is it the alcohol itself? Is it the sugar in the drink? Why do you think that this is worse than drinking tea, for example, for your brain?
It's just really not well known. I think there are some things in alcohol that in excess become toxins and just destroy the brain material itself.
Yeah, like some of the things that you, again, back to what you eat, what you put in your body, they're not, what you smoke, you know, that kind of stuff.
In moderation, 0 to 1 serving a day for women, 1 to 2 servings a day for men, but when you get beyond that, it becomes a toxin, a poison.
Yeah, and it'll do you in. So word again to the wise, don't be drinking. Have a little drink here and there, but overdoing it, you just, unless you want to depart early, that's a great way to do it, is follow that the advice to drink a lot. Okay, next on the overview of information from the proceedings of the various academies and the journals and that sort of thing, a focus on opioids. There isn't a week that goes by these days that we don't have some information about opioids, and this one is very important for those of you who are so easily prescribed, the willy-nilly prescriptions given out for the opioids. It doesn't make any difference whether you take an opioid or you take, it looks like a regular anti-inflammatory like Aleve. It's the same thing, right?
Well, this is, exactly. This is encouraging news published this week in the Journal of the American Medical Association, so-called JAMA, important medical journal. We already know that opioids are more dangerous than other treatment options, Doug, as you were alluding to, because the opioids put people at risk for accidental death and addiction. Well, acetaminophen, which is Tylenol, ibuprofen, and other non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, like you mentioned one before, they're better than opioids at easing the intensity of chronic pain in the back, knees, or hips, according to this study this week published. And opioids are no better than these other drugs at reducing how much pain interferes with daily activities like walking, working, sleeping, or enjoying life. So really good news.
Don't forget about our weekly podcasts with Ken. Not only can you hear the program in its entirety at djvhealthshow.com and on couple of hundred radio stations around the program, around the country. All DJV Health Show podcasts are available at djvshow.com. Doesn't cost you anything, or Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on DJV Health. Dr. Ken, this might have waited for the questions for Dr. Ken, but because it's on our mind, having heard you just talk about the spread, if you will, of the newest variant, not knowing what was going to happen. But I think you've said all along, you felt with the beginning of spring into April, we would see a lot of this stuff put to rest. So will the warmth, which normally affects flus, just any kind of flu, and the cold season, will that have some effect and maybe it'll numb the spread of this? Maybe this is happening at the right time, if there is such a thing.
Well, it certainly is seasonally at a better time, but just remember when Delta came out in August.
Yeah.
And right after July 4th, so I don't think you can put factor temperature into this. I think it's just how much basic immunity the population has to any new variant is going to be the key factor.
And, right.
But there is some hope here. What we did not have with the previous variants as they became new to be exposed to all of us, we didn't have Paxlovid, which is a pill that is very effective at keeping you out of the hospital, reducing the risk of severe COVID-19. But with Paxlovid, you have to take it within 5 days of onset of symptoms. And this is now wonderful that we have a therapeutic that is oral, that is very effective at lowering your risk of severe COVID-19, getting admitted, dying.
It's being heavily advertised, that's for sure. I was looking at the data, which shows that the J&J vaccine now is deemed to be as effective as Pfizer and Moderna. I'm sure you saw that. We dismissed it kind of early on because it seemed to be less effective, right? But it now seems to be preventing infections pretty much about the same as Pfizer and Moderna, yeah?
That's what some of the latest data is showing, but I think there's still, in general, if you were to poll the leading infectious disease folks, they would still lead you to the Moderna or the Pfizer.
Yeah, I would stay with Pfizer
technology.
So that brings up another question. This week I was talking to a friend of mine who had gotten the fourth shot, He was 6 months out from his last booster, and because he has arthritis and some other things that compromise his health, he decided to get the shot. And then I looked at my card, and I'm about a month out from being quote-unquote eligible, if there is such a thing. What do you think? And we're going to use me as a guinea pig for other knowledge later on in the program, but do people like me go out now, or we wait for 6 months? Well, what do we do?
Well, earlier in the week, this week, Pfizer presented all of their data to the FDA requesting authorization to allow for a fourth shot in people 65 or older or who have immunocompromising illness, where it's already been approved. But what would be a change would be approving it for anyone 65 or older for a fourth shot. The FDA is reviewing this data. They have all the data. Let's see what the FDA says.
Yeah, okay. All right, so there's that, and then there are other things. We want to talk about COVID-19 as it relates to newborns and babies and getting the pregnant. If you're pregnant, get a shot, that sort of thing. The focus on children and the COVID-19 situation is part of what we will be focused on as we continue here. This week, as usual, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here from Lake Cardiology, his clinic down in Florida. He's available, as I said earlier on, always for telemedicine if you're way off. You can dial the office at 352-735-1400 for an appointment. More coming up in the second half hour of DJV Health.
My leg was painful, red, and swollen just doing the crossword puzzle. I could have put off telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
He told his doctor and found out his leg pain, swelling, and redness are deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot which could travel to the lungs and lead to a pulmonary embolism, which could cause chest pain or discomfort or difficulty breathing and be deadly. If you have one or more of these symptoms, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. I don't believe God intended for us to be old and sick. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the immune system. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking a healthy immune system. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. Bring your body back to balance. Order now and receive free shipping and a free bottle of my Swooskin.
Get your body back in balance with Balance7.com. Your energy level will go up, joint discomfort will be reduced, and heartburn no longer a problem. And now go to support at Balance7.com and get a free 5-day supply of Balance 7 while supplies last. A free 5-day supply of Balance 7. Go to support at Balance7.com or call 805-474-0558. 805-474-0558. 805-474-0558.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the war in Ukraine by Russian invaders enters its fourth week, Russian artillery has been firing indiscriminately into the capital of Kyiv. Vitaly Klitschko is a Ukrainian politician and former boxer who serves as mayor of Kyiv and head of Kyiv City State Administration. He describes the destruction overnight.
Friends, dear Kievans, the enemy continues to attack the capital. In the morning, a residential area in the Podil district was shelled by orcs. One person died, 19 were injured, including 4 children. 6 houses, kindergartners, and a school were damaged. Rescuers and medics are working on the spot.
Presidents Biden and China's Xi will hold a press conference this hour as the world continues to pray for peace. China has refused to formally condemn the invasion, but Xi did stress the situation was worrisome. USA Radio News.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Actor and former governor of California Arnold Schwarzenegger is using social media in attempt to reach Russian citizens and tell them what the Russian government state-run media will not.
Denazify Ukraine. This is not true. Ukraine is a country with a Jewish president, I might add, whose father's 3 brothers were all murdered by the Nazis. You see, Ukraine did not start this war, neither did nationalists or Nazis. Those in power in the Kremlin started this war. This is not the Russian people's war. To the soldiers who are listening to this, remember that 11 million Russians have family connections to Ukraine. So every bullet you shoot a brother or a sister. Every bomb or every shell that falls is falling not on an enemy, but on a school, or a hospital, or a home. I know that the Russian people are not aware of such things are happening. So I urge the Russian people and the Russian soldiers in Ukraine to understand the propaganda and the disinformation that you're being told. I ask you to help me spread the truth.
When Senate confirmation hearings open on Supreme Court nomination of Ketanji Brown Jackson next week, there will be a new face in the Judiciary Committee chair. Presiding over the hearing will be Illinois Democrat Dick Durbin. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's now our second half hour of togetherness here. Dr. Ken Kronhaus on DJV Health with Doug Steffen. As soon as you said what you did about Europe, something popped up on my screen suggesting that the new COVID surge in Europe, apparently in the last week or so, the case numbers are up 25%. So I guess that's referred to as a surge. Does that mean the U.S. is about to experience yet another outbreak? We certainly don't want that. Who does? Other than the drug companies that are making a lot of money selling all of this stuff, the stuff you take when you get it and the stuff you take to prevent it. So I don't know. Have we answered that question? Is it coming? We don't know. Who knows? That's been the trend, though, hasn't it?
Well, as I said previously, the trend has usually been about 3 to 5 weeks for America to get what's going on in Europe. And Europe is seeing this increase, this surge from BA2 version of COVID-19, Omicron. And so that's why I put up the yellow flag this week, Doug. I'm expecting to see this increase in cases in the next few weeks here. But again, we have more people vaccinated than Europe with more effective vaccines. And also we have, I think, more people who've been exposed to BA1, a version of Omicron COVID-19, so that we may have more natural immunity here in America. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. I think it's time to be a little cautious, but we don't know.
One of the things I asked you to do in concert with my visit with you this past week was to see, to have a blood test, or part of the blood test, to be whether I had the necessary things that would keep me from getting it again. And so you went through the numbers. Would you explain? You can tell what my blood test indicated if you want.
Okay.
And then
As I've tried to explain to you patiently numerous times.
No, I understand, but I want people have heard this before. Go ahead.
But you just stated that we were trying to get a blood test to figure out whether we're going to get it again, and that's what everybody is trying to come up with, that magic blood test that says you're immune, you're not going to get COVID, and it just doesn't yet exist.
Yes, all right, so what did I have tested then? What was tested?
You had a test to see whether you have recently had infection.
Mm-hmm.
Not whether you have active current infection, but whether you had been exposed to the virus recently, whether you had in your blood antibody to spike protein. And you don't. And it doesn't mean that you didn't have infection a couple of years ago, and it just means that you haven't had recent infection. Right now, the FDA and CC are recommending against people getting these antibody tests. The antigen test, and this is where we get into the weeds, in the nose is to see if you have an active infection.
Right, but stick the long Q-tip up your nose.
Once you get infected, your body produces antibodies. Once you get the vaccine, your body produces antibodies. And there are blood tests to check on this, but what these blood tests actually mean, how to interpret them, is very difficult right now. And the answers that people want are being researched in some of the labs across the country, and I think hopefully soon we'll have what people want, a test that will tell them are they immune from ever getting what's out there, known that's out there, have they had infection in the past. These questions are not yet easily answerable with the commercially available blood tests, and these questions are being very actively researched in laboratories right now.
Got it. Okay. Back to the transmission. Can COVID-19 be transmitted to newborns? Has it happened? Is it happening? What do pregnant women need to know?
Well, pregnant women need to know that they're at high risk for getting severe COVID-19. That means if a pregnant woman gets infected, they have a high risk of getting admitted to the hospital, and even death is an issue. So that's why one who's thinking about getting pregnant, or even if you are pregnant, I would certainly recommend in that subgroup that you get fully vaccinated and, if needed, boosted depending on when your second shot was. Now, the question then becomes, if a pregnant woman becomes infected, can they pass it along to their fetus, either in utero or at birth? And it seems like it's very rare, fortunately, that this happens. And this comes out of the British Medical Journal this week, that transmissions to newborn is, in fact, rare during pregnancy. Good news.
All right. So then let's talk about young children. Let's go beyond babies. The variant that has seen a rise in COVID-19 hospitalizations with young children. Is that BA1 or BA2?
We're talking now about BA1, the original variant for Omicron, which we all discovered here in America starting in December, and just estimated that probably half at least of America has had this, and sometimes the symptoms are so mild that people don't even know they have it, and it's just so contagious. And because this Omicron BA1 was so widespread, it did increase the infection rate among children. And in fact, with the Omicron variant, there have been more hospitalizations in children 4 and under than with any of the other variants. So there has been some increased hospitalization among children due to COVID-19 with the Omicron BA1 variant.
All right, so now there's one more step on this rung today, and that has to do with COVID and what it does to your mental health. How it is, does it affect? I mean, I think the closeting of people being home has affected a lot of people, but I'm not sure that's what this study is all about, is it?
Yeah, well, exactly. COVID-19 has had a lot of effect on people's mental health, mm-hmm. but what's being reported in the Lancet Public Health Medical Journal this week is about severe COVID-19, again, the type that puts you in the hospital, that you, once you get discharged, you can have mental illness issues, especially depression and anxiety, up to a year and a half later due to the COVID-19. And people should just be aware of that. What you're talking about, Doug, is the changes in people's lifestyles because of COVID clearly has created a lot of mental illness issues. You talk to people who work in ERs, they're seeing a lot more presentation because of mental illness issues. Since COVID has been around, we're seeing more overdoses and suicides are up. It is unfortunately
ugly.
Affecting everything.
It's ugly. All right, we pause and then continue with a focus on your sleeping habits, in part on the DGV Health Program this week. Get away from COVID and talk about some of the other things as a result of perhaps even the change from daylight savings time or to it, as well as the expression, spring ahead, fall back. Ken has been very busy this week because of that. We'll talk about that as we continue here. Right now, a word from the folks at MyPillow about what you can expect. The deals continue there. Really a great time to be reaffirming what you need for a complete sleep system. If you go to the website, MyPillow.com, you can see all kinds of different things. Thousands of people every month go in and buy product. There are a lot of trends that I can see here as I look at some of the data that they send me at MyPillow.com about sheets and towels, the Giza Dream Sheets on sale right now, the six-piece towel set on sale right now using the DJV code. The individual, the sale on the mattress system is something we've been talking about. The pillows are cooling. It's really a great time to go in. Look at, there's even a video at MyPillow.com that explains some of the things that you can get right now beneficially by going and buying some of the things that they've been known for. Obviously, pillows, the mattress toppers, though, that whole mattress sleep system, 30% off of that, 40% off of slippers and all kinds of things. Remember, everything comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee from MyPillow. If it doesn't work, you don't like it, send it back, get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV for savings, as I said, from 30 to 65% off the retail price of all of the things that are in there. If you're in need of some spring sheets to kind of freshen things up, that's the place to go. MyPillow.com, use the discount code DJV upon checkout.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Okay, I don't know who needs to hear this, but if you're not shopping spring essentials at Kohl's, you're missing out. I just got 20% off the cutest outfit from Sonoma Goods for Life, 25% off Hurley, which my son loves, and 25% off Champion and Adidas. Did I mention I also got an extra 15% off and earn Kohl's cash? Here's to longer days and more time to save. Flex Style, 15% offer ends March 20th. Hurley, Champion, Adidas coupons do not apply. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Back with Dr. Ken here, Doug Steff and Dr. Ken Kronhaus. So sleeping, there is a lot of focus because of springing ahead and the whole business that goes. You told me in your office this week, this is one of your busiest weeks. And I happened to see you on Monday, which was the day after all of the changes. So has it continued through the week that people are coming in being affected by whatever it is? Is it the light? I mean, what is it, by the way, that causes all of the uproar?
Well, you brought up several different issues. I think that in general, people are feeling a little more comfortable about coming back into the health arena to do their preventive care. A lot of people were very uneasy as these variants were spreading here in America to do a lot of their preventive care, and it was put off, unfortunately, cancer screening, heart screening. And we're seeing people, and I hope the trend will continue, feeling more comfortable about catching up on their preventive care. So that's part of why we're seeing more activity. Also, it is stressful changing this hour, and that's why I think that there is some urging in here in our country, and we'll see what will happen, about putting it in one place, either stay on regular time or stay on daylight savings time, and you can make an argument on both sides. And boy, I don't want to get into that debate. But when we see the move to daylight savings time, we're going to see less light in the morning. And what I think you're alluding to is this study that was reported in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences this week that sleeping with even a little bit of light may increase your risk of heart disease and diabetes. So maybe this is an argument in favor of moving to daylight savings time. And I was talking to a colleague who was hoping we would stay on standard time and didn't want to hear me mention that going to daylight savings time would actually work in favor of allowing us to sleep in the dark. This study points out sleeping in any light in the bedroom, even if you have windows that allow the sunlight in. It's arguing in this study to get good drapes over your windows so that you don't let any light into the bedroom and you sleep in total dark. Their point being is that apparently the body is very sensitive to any light in the room while sleeping, and it tends to increase your heart rate. And this increased heart rate while sleeping tends to increase your risk of getting metabolic issues like diabetes and increasing your risk of getting heart disease. Interesting study and something to think about. Maybe we just want to make sure we're sleeping in absolute darkness.
Well, then you wonder about those people who work the third shift or people who sleep their lives away. They stay up and watch TV until 3-4 o'clock in the morning and then they sleep till noontime. That doesn't sound like it's a smart way to extend your mortality reality. And we're going to get to that.
As long as you have good drapes.
All right, that's coming. We have more on sleep. Questions for Dr. Ken up next here on DJV Health.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government. government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
The hour now on the DJV program, DJV Health in the Focus, and questions for Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who practices down in Lake Cardiology, Mount Dora, Florida. Beautiful place, easy to get to with all the new roads. I found that out, as long as you don't run into some roadworks on your way to Ken's office. So let's go. We were talking about sleeping. Sleep has been on people's mind because of daylight savings time and when, you know, whether it's bad or good or all of those things. There has also been a discussion we have frequently mentioned on our DJV health programs, Ken, about the number of hours that are required to have good body health. Like 7 to 8 hours, I think, is what you say is recommended.
6 to 7 was the most recent study. We talked about that
6 to 7, right.
2 months ago.
Yeah, all right. So then there is a there's a study out that points to, this is something that I just saw in the American Heart Association Journal, finding that people who sleep for more than 8 hours are more likely to die prematurely than folks who sleep the recommended 7 hours, as you were suggesting.
What we find is that if you look in general and you ask people how much they sleep, and the ones who tell you they sleep more than 8 hours, they don't do as well. The study doesn't look at assigning people the amount of sleeping they must do. It seems that people who have to sleep more and answer the question more than 8 hours, those are the people who are in less good health, as opposed to saying, I'm going to go to bed tonight. Not that I need it, but I'm going to stay in bed an extra hour or two because it might improve my health. You see where I'm going with this?
Yeah, I do. If you're rested, you're going to know whether you feel rested. And
correct.
That's it. You know,
so that's the key, is staying in bed and getting out and feeling rested. And for most, it takes 6 to 7 hours. And if you need to stay more than 8 to get rested, that's where the red flag goes up.
So here's the fun part of all of this. I have whittled it down because on the radio I've been getting up. Most of my career has been in morning radio. And so over the years I've figured out when I'm groggy, it's if I get less than 6 hours and 16 minutes of sleep. If I get over 6 hours and 16 minutes of sleep, I feel fine. And then I take a nap. Now, I wonder, the other question here is, if you get, let's say, 6 to 7 hours, and then you take a nap, is that damaging? Because that's pretty much what I do almost every day, a quick 20, 30-minute nap.
It depends whether you feel you need it. If you're still getting closer to the 6 hours, and then you're getting a little more, so you're not going beyond 8, definitely total in what you're doing. But you're listening to your body, and I think it's I think the most important thing, Doug, is listening to the body. And if the body is asking for rest, give it the rest. That's what the most important thing.
Let's talk about Alzheimer's and dementia. A lot of Americans are concerned about the signs. As you are happy to tell me, and so is everybody else who examines me, I'm in great shape, ... for my age. So as part of aging, I forget once in a while things. I'm not great at remembering names, but I never was. But yet now I'm harder on myself because I forget the stuff than I was 30, 40 years ago when I forgot the same stuff. But I didn't think it made any difference.
The message the Alzheimer's Association is trying to deliver this week to everybody is the fact that they did some polling, sampling of the American population, and the Alzheimer's Association believes there's a lot of misunderstanding about early signs of dementia and normal aging. And people, suddenly, as they're getting a little older, they don't remember where the car keys are, where they left their phones, they're missing appointments. In the past, they were, you know, some people are never good with names, and so that's okay. But let's say they were really good with names, and now it's getting a little harder to remember names. The key is the change. And often when these little changes in memory start occurring, people will often just say, oh, it's just a senior moment, or I'm getting older. And what the Alzheimer's Association is trying to say is that this is not normal aging. That this is actually an early sign of dementia. And a lot of it is potentially reversible and needs to be looked at. So the point Alzheimer's Association is trying to make is just don't assume that these small changes in memory are just from aging senior moments, that they need to be checked out, because many times with some course correction, changes in lifestyle, these can be reversed.
All right, there it is. The answers to questions for Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen on the DJV Health Program at 59 past the hour.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.